First off, can I just say thank you for allowing us to be part of this beautiful family. And it's good to be here tonight. It's good to be here to fellowship with you all as well. I'm grateful to God for what within the East Gateway Hub. And yeah, it's amazing what God is doing. And I'm just grateful. I'm really, really grateful for the move of the Spirit. Even here tonight, Father Lord, we thank you for your word. Help me, Lord, to lean into you. Help me, Lord, to not rely on my understanding of things or even on my notes, but may I be open to your word. May I be open to your voice as you speak. Spirit of the living God, help me. I plead your mercy tonight for each and every. I pray that you, Lord, will help us to deal with hearts of stone and replace them with hearts of flesh. I pray that as we remember your goodness, we ourselves, we are made good. Because you were good when we were nobodies. And that, Father, may we come in all honesty, wanting to hear from you tonight. And Father, Lord, just as we demonstrated earlier on coming forward or raising up our hands to be prayed for, may we not be afraid to show our weaknesses in your presence. We thank you for being the same God.
Amen.
We thank you for not changing. Though me and you constantly change, we thank you, Lord, for not changing. And we invite you, Lord, to have your way. How is everyone doing?
Great, thank you.
Good. So I'll be speaking on the theme, not relying on oneself, and it's from Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. It's quite a short one, so yeah, it wouldn't take long. Amen.
Everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. And I read, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Trust in the Lord. It's amazing how this short scripture, which is also something most of us know about, is something we wrestle with. Amen? Finding it difficult to trust in the Lord. Before. The times when we wrestle with the thought of whose understanding do we lean on, whether God or ours. And just like every one of us here, including myself, we've got ways. We've learned ways. We've got strategies. We know how to find solution. We've been taught in school. We've been taught at work as to how to find ways to solve things. So sometimes it is hard to acknowledge God. And in this fast-paced world, it is also hard to wait for him to direct your path. This is just a sign. It says, well, trust in the Lord with all your heart, because for out of the heart are the matters of life. Lean not on your own understanding, for if we allow the issues of life to stress us, then it impacts our understanding, as well as informs our understanding, and that will lead us into the wrong direction. And if all your ways, and in all our ways, if we acknowledge him, what we are trying to do is that, we want to trust him alone. I was happy when the song came up and it said, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. It's like traveling to a new place like I did today. And imagine me not looking at the map and driving. And trusting my own sense of judgment and driving myself with the hope that we'll get to Ashende. I'm sure Lord will be calling and asking, where are you? And as I say this right now, for some of us, it's an experience we've gone through. We've got to turn around. For some of us, we've learned that bitter lesson of ignoring the map and just driving where we want to drive to. No matter how many times the map keeps recalibrating and saying, in 20 miles, step left, we just kept driving straight. And sometimes we can be like that, and we want God to fit into that purpose. If we are truly His children, then we relinquish the ability to rely on ourselves. Mm-hmm. What we are saying is that we are no longer in control. In fact, what we are saying is that we are on autopilot, and He is the autopilot. Mm-hmm. He moves when we move. Which is amazing. The scripture tells us that it is in Him we move and have our being. Trusting in the Lord, the concept is that we lie down. We put our entire weight on something. How many of us go to bed at night and we check the bed to see if we can hold our weight? But that's what God is asking us to do. He wants us to be able to come and sit on the sofa without not checking the legs to see if they are intact. And we can easily do that for the chairs that we have here. But sometimes it's difficult to do. When this scripture is telling us to commit everything with all our hearts to Him, what it's saying is that entirely, no exception. So in essence, God is saying, trust me completely. Don't go cutting corners. Don't go having conversations with that brother that has exalted himself in ways that you think he can help you. Because again, scripture says that the arm of flesh will do what? It will fail you. Again, he continues to say, lean not or rely. Because what he's trying to tell us is that I can sustain you. Your own understanding won't support you. And we've seen it many times. We've seen it at home, we've seen it in our families, we've seen it at work, we've seen it in politics, we've seen it in this nation. We ourselves, we've promised people, we've told people to rely on us, and we had to be bold enough to call them back and say, I'm sorry. I know I promised you, but I'll have to fail. The reason being that we only see part of the picture, but God sees it all. If we are to truly trust Him, we have to let go of our pride, our programs, and our plans. Even the best laid human plans cannot begin to approach the magnificent plan of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. Who would have thought that today we'll be here and we are talking about six churches? And I am sure if we had leaned on our own understanding, it wouldn't be six churches. If we had trusted our own skill set, we wouldn't have come this far. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 25 says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Understanding, God will align our thoughts, intentions, and actions with His own. If we give it all up to Him. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Tonight, I'm not trying to say that you don't have to have a way. That's not what I'm trying to say. But what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to plead with you to do going forward, even you haven't been doing it, most of you here, you've lived longer than myself, is that let's not make the error of trying to do things and not seek for God's viewpoint. His opinion. And sometimes that will take us having to wait on Him. And again, in the system that we run now, it's difficult to wait, isn't it? The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not. These are just a few God's promises to us. He says, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. And what happened to them? They messed up. Judges 21 verse 25. And I continue to prove to us why trusting in our own knowledge is futile to our growth. Because Isaiah 55, 8 to 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. All what this scripture that I'm drawing into this conversation tonight, all that I'm trying to do is to let us understand the need for us not to rely on our human thinking. Even just the time we spent here tonight praying for one another, there were things that were shared. And if you lean on your own understanding, it would defeat the purpose of faith. Because the world we live in produces statistics. It produces data to prove a point. The God we serve says we should have faith as little as a mustard seed. We can't even use the mustard seed as an example to say this is my faith. So we are in a world that will show us so many proofs. But again, scripture says that since the beginning of time, God has been so good that he has used so many infallible proofs to prove who he is. And tonight, the invitation is that can you allow him to come in? Come into your ways of doing things. Come into your ways of responding to situations. Come into your ways of addressing an issue. And look at how he will deal with it. When we look at Jesus, many times the disciples were stressed out about why he acted the way he did. He was told about Lazarus, and he said, that's all right. He's sleeping. And everybody's like, what's going on with you? What we are trying to say to you is that he is dead. He continued and said, he's sleeping. And then finally he said, let's go. And even the same disciples did not want him to go. Why? Because around that same time, Jesus was being looked for. They were looking for him to kill him. So it did not make sense why he was going to a place that felt like a trap. But in the end, Lazarus rose up. And now, it wasn't just him they were looking for. They were now looking for him and Lazarus. When we acknowledge God in all our ways, what we are saying is that we are willing to please him in all the things. Knowing God and acknowledging him in all our ways by prayerfully consulting his word. Acknowledging him is that we admit, we accept, we concede, and we appreciate that God is all powerful. If we don't, we are doing the following. We are contradicting him. We are declining his invitation to help us. We are denying his instructions and his help. The act of making straight paths involves removing obstacles and barriers that hinder progress. Similarly, when God makes our path straight, he removes the obstacles that impede spiritual and moral progress. And this can happen in a variety of ways, from providing guidance through difficult decisions to granting us the strength to overcome challenges. It is important to note that the removal of obstacles does not mean an absence of hardship. Rather, it signifies the ever-abiding presence of God that helps us to maneuver through trials and tribulations with perseverance and endurance. Ephesians 3:20 says to us, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us. To acknowledge God in all our ways is to know him. It is to recognize that God is the one who works in our lives in power, wisdom, goodness, and justice. It is enough to say he is worthy of following. We will learn to acknowledge God in all our ways when we read the word of God faithfully. For it is our guidebook to getting to know God and growing with him. There is always something new to discover in scripture. And I encourage us to love it, study it, memorize it, think about it. Let's look for what God is like, his character. Look for the truth and apply it to our lives. To acknowledge God in all our ways, we must allow the Bible to transform us. A major part of acknowledging God in all our ways is to pray, as was said earlier on. Pray when we have the time. Pray when we don't have the time. And as a church, I believe that one way that we acknowledge God in all our ways is also being part of some form of Bible study, life group, prayer gathering. Because that way we sharpen each other up. The more we know God, the more we love on him. The more we love him, the more we want to obey him. Because now we know Him, we will want to please Him. When we rely on God in all that we do, He makes our path straight. And sometimes it seems as if you keep hitting one obstacle after the other. But the words of Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth.
Amen.
Shall you not know it? I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Behold. Behold. You have to behold it. Behold, I will do a new thing. And it's amazing as we are here today, we are beholding something new that God is doing. From the leadership level to the membership level, we are beholding what God is doing.
Yeah.
Amen.
And for each and every one of us, we cannot just do it in our own strength. We can only do it by trusting in the Lord. Not with some of our heart, but with all of our heart. Because in managing six churches, praise God, Pastor Lloyd is here. In managing six churches, you cannot lean on your own understanding.
Right.
No. The dynamics is just all over the place. So you need God's wisdom to be able to understand where everyone is coming from. And the beauty of this is that we can come to a place where we acknowledge that if not for Him, we wouldn't be here in the first place.
Amen.
And so we'll make room for Him.
Amen.
And then we'll ask Him and say, "You know what? After all, this is all yours. Come and direct my path."
Yeah.
I don't know what the East Gateway Hub will look like in 3 years' time. But one thing I know is that if we lean into God, He will do exceedingly abundantly beautiful things with us. This is not part of today's message, but one of the things I want to leave with us is that we have to fight to maintain peace and unity.
Amen.
It is key.
Amen.
It is too expensive,
yes,
for us to not maintain peace and unity. That is the only way we can function. There will be challenges, but let's rise above ourselves and have discourse. There will be disagreements. But let's beat ourselves. Let's die to that flesh and go back to God and ask Him, "What is your plan in all of this?"
Amen.
Amen.
I refuse to lean on my own understanding.
Amen.
What is your understanding of this situation? And this is for further studies. We can study on our own. Where's my Acts 6 and Nehemiah? Lovely, lovely scriptures that will be good to read. Acts 6, 1 to 6. And Nehemiah 5, 1 to 13.
Nehemiah
5, 1 to 13. And this prescription here in these two scriptures speaks mainly about unity. It's for us to go and read it. But the explanation there is that even as we work together, there will be fractions. When we read Nehemiah 5, it tells us a story of how they were building the walls. It also tells us the story of how, even within the context of the people building the wall to protect themselves against the people who they were protecting themselves from, there were people within the wall selling their friends, children, and daughters to the pagans that they were trying to protect themselves from. So then, they were grieved. So they stopped working. Their body stopped functioning. The peace within that body was challenged. The unity within that body was challenged. These people were no longer trusting in the Lord and the vision that He gave to Nehemiah. They were leaning on their own understanding in amassing wealth. So Nehemiah calls a meeting and says, "This shouldn't be happening. Give them back their money. Give them back their vineyards. Give them back their property." And then calls the priest and says, "Let them swear that they will do this thing." What I'm trying to say here is that it wouldn't be someone from outside that would destabilize what we are doing. It's within us, ourselves.
Yeah.
In Acts 6, it was the Greeks and the Jews fighting about how food distribution was happening to the widows. And they had to select 7 people to manage that, so that conflict will cease, so that people can live at peace. Let us create a culture where we are open to dialogue, where we are open to hear everyone's viewpoint, but at the same time, be willing to follow what God is leading us to do. And if nothing at all, in all our ways, let's acknowledge Him. And only Him and Him alone will die. Father in heaven, we bless your holy name tonight. We can only have a faint vision of what you are about to do through all these six churches. You have a full picture. But Father, tonight I pray, O Lord, that Father, you place the importance of what you are building from Ashenden to Raleigh, to Pitsy, to Dagenham, to Barking, to East Ham. May we understand that it is bigger than us.
Yeah.
But that it is a privilege that we are part of this. And that we'll put our hands to work. We will die to ourselves and serve you. Like the faithful ones who watched the walls at night, and in the morning they were building and they had a spear in hand. We will do all these things without complaints. But Father, O Lord, should there be any complaint arising within our ranks, O Lord, help us to be able to quickly identify, deal with it, and shut it down. I pray your grace. I pray for good health for everyone here. And I pray, O Lord, that Father, the increase that is coming, we are ready. And may your goodness continue to flow over each and every one of us. And for everyone that was prayed for tonight, everyone that we are trusting God for healing, Father, O Lord, we seal it in the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus over the reports. Because whose report are we believing? Is it man or God's report?
Amen.
So, Father, we ask you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will update those reports. And whilst you update those reports, may you do the updates in our body as well. Bring our bodies to a place where anything within us that does not represent you ceases to exist. And that we can dwell in your hearts.
Amen.
Always and forever.
Amen.
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 Amen.